Now, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, communities across the globe have noted an increase in burials. Right here in the Western Cape, the Muslim community has also witnessed an increase in janazas. Various maqbaras in and around Cape Town are nearing capacity or have reached their full capacity. Now, as we heard last week, the city of Cape Town has allocated an additional 800 or so grave sites that will be made available. And in a meeting this week, the Muslim Judicial Council leadership indicated to President Cyril Ramaphosa its hopes for the Muslim community to be able to purchase a piece of land which will be rendered for burial purposes. Joining us on air this morning to fill us in on all the details is Sheikh Riyad Fattah, the second deputy president of the MJC. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to it.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan to all of our beloved listeners.
Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, we have been speaking to undertakers as of late. So let's start with how dire the burial space situation currently is, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. There is no doubt that the present maqbaras are reaching capacity. Some of them have already reached capacity. And that has been a worrying thought that we've already started working on in 2019 already. And 2020 just escalated that need, that we need to work on more burial spaces. The Klip Road Maqbara, that is already reached capacity, and we're asking the community to now move to another maqbara. This is not a time where we are going to say that I want a particular relative to be buried at a particular place unless it's going to be a reburial. And for that, the MJC has given a 15-year before reburial can take place. We know that the Johnson Road Maqbara, that is for Constantia and so on. So there was many meetings between the Muslim Judicial Council and the city of Cape Town so that we may find alternate burial space in the municipal cemeteries, as well as trying to buy ground for a private Muslim cemetery. Today, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we have now had the meeting at the cemetery at Maitland, where the city has made available more than 800 grave spaces. And we are thankful for that so that we can make sure that our community is covered. But at the same time, I must also say that it does not mean that there is absolutely no grave space. In actual fact, there is grave spaces that I have mentioned before, and that is at the Modderdam Road Cemetery, the Delft Municipal Cemetery, Belmut Easter River, Wallace Dean. There is a lot of space in terms of burial. And then obviously the last one, which will be far out, and we're hoping that we are not going to be pushed towards that, but would be Atlantis. And when one looks at the demand at the moment, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this pandemic that we are going through, but the reality is we are facing an increase, a tremendous increase in janazas that are happening, the places where the ghusl is taking place, the hearses are piling up, and so on. And that's probably another aspect that we now are working on with the other masajid that have ghusl places so that they can be passed by the Department of Health, inshallah ta'ala. Mm. But coming back to the spaces, we really want to ask the community to make use of the Wallace Dean area, Wallace Dean Municipal Cemetery, the Valmut Easter River Cemetery, Dell Cemetery, Modderdam Road, so that we can make use of these spaces, because it's pointless that we all run to a particular place and that place gets filled up while others are available. There was one disturbing thing that has come up, and that is that people have requested to be buried in the Christian section at the Fifth Avenue, the Clipper Road, Mugborough. Two things on that, and that is that it the mayit, the person that is passed on, the deceased, has a right over us that are alive. It is that a person's right that they must be buried in a Muslim maqbara, in a Muslim cemetery. And sometimes the families choose what they feel is easy for them. But in that way, they are really not fulfilling the rights of the deceased. We are following up on that. A second point to that is these spaces have been allocated to the Christian community. And we will run into a problem when we do not make use of the spaces that are provided for us.
Sheikh, that brings me to my next question in terms of allocation. City has allocated a specific amount of grave space. Is that supposed to be shared between the different faiths?
What the Muslim Judicial Council and the arrangement and the MOU between the MJC and the City of Cape Town is that a specific section is cordoned off for the Muslim community, and that is also laid out in the direction of the Qibla, so that the Muslim be buried according to the Islamic rites. When a person now goes over to another section, there is no Qibla direction that the person is put in, and then also it is not the space where the person should be buried.
And in terms of the 800 figure, is that 800 in total for the whole of Cape Town, or is that specific to Maitland Cemetery?
No, that is specific only to Maitland Cemetery. The city has made available on the other areas that I have just mentioned, where there is burial space there. And that is why we're trying to encourage the community. You know, we had this problem when we opened Clipper Road. When we opened the Clipper Road Maqbara 10 years ago, we then encouraged the community, please make use of Clipper Road, because we had 3,508, I think, burial spaces available there. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, the community moved in that direction, but that space is now full. We're now asking our community, make use of the other burial spaces that has been allocated to the Muslim community, because this is how we will get allocations all the time, because we are making use of it. And if we are not making use of it, then it could create a problem.
Sheikh, you also mentioned the request to the president about additional land being bought for Is there any update on that, inshallah?
You know, in today's times, there are many requests from different departments and organizations in terms of the land and its usage. And amongst that, there are a lot of red tape, a lot of things to go through in order to get that. And amongst that is environmental impact study or assessment that needs to be done, geotechnical studies that needs to be done. And we are in a time where we need burial space. So in our meeting yesterday with the President of South Africa, the Honorable Cyril Ramaphosa, we have requested two things in terms of burial, and that is that the undertakers be part of the essential service people, as well as when it comes to the priorities of vaccinations and things like that. And the second thing that we highlighted to the president was the need for burial space. He did bend down, jotted it down, inshallah ta'ala, so that when we move forward on this, we're hoping that we are going to get full cooperation from government. You must remember that the other burial spaces that would have helped, unfortunately, in today's time, we are still suffering the effects of apartheid, and that is that the Stegman Road Maqbara was closed because of apartheid, and the same that is happening in Bukab, where that was also a Maqbara for us. So we want to help. The Muslim community want to help as far as the situation is concerned. There is the possibility to buy burial ground, but we need the government to make things easier, inshallah.
Inshallah. And then lastly, Sheikh, from the MJC side, is there any further appeal to the community related to the janaza procedures?
There is, inshallah ta'ala, we probably have to put out another guide. We want to tell the families, please make sure that the rights of the person that passed on or the deceased is properly done. What I mean by that is that we've heard that the ghusl is not done and people are just being wrapped up in a room. Nobody knows what is happening. And people are wrapped up in plastic bags. These bags are biodegradable, or at least they are not. And so, meaning that they do not decompose, it doesn't disappear. So, what the MJC encouraged was that the body bag be open, and so that decomposition can be. Can take place. So these plastic bags, these body bags, they are not biodegradable, so which means they don't decompose and things like that, and that would be a problem. So the ghusl in terms of the janazas must still take place. The NJC had done numerous workshops with our medical teams to inform the undertakers and burial societies and tukamanis on how to perform these ghusls, which is a requirement that it needs to be done. Then we've also heard that there is tayammum that is done onto a plastic bag. I've never, ever in my study years ever heard that you give tayammum to a plastic bag. Mm. Tayammum is you rub on the arms and the hands and on the face. And how do you ever achieve that if you're going to do it on a plastic bag? So that must also be done. We have water available, and therefore it must be done. Those that are afraid, that do not want to do it, then stand one side and let somebody else do that. And so there is quite a couple of other things that have been happening with ghusls. We've been reported to that there are males that are doing the ghusl of a female, which is unacceptable in Islam and especially in our scenario. Mm. And also males that are present in the room, strange males I'm talking about, from the undertaker side, that are in the room when a female is being ghusled. These things are unacceptable, and we have to sit down with our undertakers so that we can have a discussion around this, inshallah.
Inshallah. Muslim Judicial Council Second Deputy President Sheikh Riyad Fattah, Jazakallah Khair for the enlightening interview, and all the best, inshallah ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.